Jackson's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis at a briefing today says deportation flights at the new migrant facility in the Everglades has begun. He says some 100 detainees have been transferred to Homeland Security flights and sent to other countries.
I don't want it to be something where people, illegals, are just being like stored there and then just kind of sitting. I want it to be where illegals are here, there's an aggressive processing and an aggressive deportation schedule. That's what you're seeing.
The facility has been dubbed the Alligator Alcatraz. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has wrapped up 2 days of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell. She's serving 20 years for sex trafficking. Her attorney tells ABC News they have not asked for anything, including a pardon. Earlier, President Trump told reporters he has the power to issue a pardon, but has not thought about it. Severe storms triggering flooding in New Mexico again following catastrophic floods last month. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've now got four people running for governor in 2026. After Governor Tony Evers announced he would not be seeking a third term yesterday, this morning his Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez announced her campaign. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says he intends to enter the race too. Meanwhile, there's speculation Josh Call, Sarah Godlewski, Kel DeRoyes, and Cavalier Johnson could run as well. On the Republican side, two candidates have already thrown their hats in the ring. But could a former Wisconsin governor come back for a non-consecutive term, just like President Donald Trump did? Lisa Hale reports.
With Governor Tony Evers' announcement yesterday that he would not seek a third term in the state's highest office, politicians on both sides are wondering who will run in the first gubernatorial race without an incumbent in 16 years. Two Republicans have already declared their candidacy, Josh Shulman, the Washington County executive, and Bill Berrien, the Trump-aligned businessman. Interestingly enough, former Republican Governor Scott Walker teased a run on the social media platform X by posting photos of a red hat with Make Wisconsin Great Again on the front and 45-47 on the side. Now, while 45-47 references President Donald Trump as the 45th and 47th president, coincidentally, if he ran and if he won, Walker would be Wisconsin's 45th and 47th governor.
Meanwhile, that woman who was attacked by a bear up in Barron County is now recovering at home. The 69-year-old woman was near her home in Cumberland on July 12th when the bear charged her. She managed to escape and call for help. Law enforcement shot at the bear when they got to the scene, but it got away. And officials from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources have not been able to track it down yet. When they do, they say they'll euthanize the animal. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Watch out for Matthew Golden. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp, where rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden is turning heads on the practice field, the first-round pick catching short passes, then turning up field for big gains, Packers safety Evan Williams.
Obviously, it's the first couple days, so we'll see how he can consistently go. But, I mean, to know that you have a guy like that that can, you know, bring a level of explosiveness to the offense, you know, it's exciting, man.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a series against the Marlins in Milwaukee. Will they make a trade before the deadline next week? Pat Murphy says, let's not discuss in front of the players.
You just can't let it get in there. I'll answer questions. I'll openly talk about different things that they're discussing, but that's their job, the front office, and they do a great job of it. Yeah, I'm just worried about this club, the group in the clubhouse right now, and what's going on with them, and I don't want them looking over their shoulder or whatever, and I just want them thinking about, hey, how can I help the team win tonight? How do I help?
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the mid-60s. Shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90. Currently at 75 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins the show with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, weeknights 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to our third hour. By the way, tickets to KPFT's soiree with me and Grant Peoples, including a Q&A and a book signing session at Emerson Unitarian Universalist Church on August 9th in Houston, are available now. You can see the details on my Facebook site. It's at the very top. It's pinned there. Somebody called in the last hour and asked about deportation flights from Alligator Alcatraz. And sure enough, CNN reporting, deportation flights from Alligator Alcatraz have begun, or Alligator Auschwitz, as it's called. Ron DeSantis is bragging about it. He said, we had a number of flights in the last few days. We've had two or three removal flights. We'll continue to have those removal flights. Up to 100 individuals who were illegally present in the state of Florida have already been removed from the United States. No indication about whether there's any due process associated with these. Whether there's judges or lawyers or anything, you know, which is not a good thing. I mean, it sure looks to me like between ICE, and these detention facilities, Donald Trump is building himself what dictators typically do, a private police and prison system that is loyal only to him. The ICE now has a larger budget than the entire Federal Bureau of Prisons, which runs, you know, all the supermax prisons and all the other prisons all across the country. ICE has a substantially larger budget than the entire Federal Bureau of Prisons. So it looks to me like they're creating a shadow prison system, a shadow court system, a shadow legal system, and a shadow police system. And that is not something that should happen in a democracy. This is not good. And, you know, we need to be speaking out with our, in particular with our members of Congress against this. Alan Dershowitz has been out speaking on TV and the media and whatnot. Of course, he was Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer. He helped him negotiate that sweetheart plea deal. Back in 1996, he met Epstein. This is from a timeline by Richard Hine called the Dershowitz-Epstein timeline. Lady Rothschild introduced him to Dershowitz to Epstein. And then May of 1997, a year later, Dershowitz writes an op-ed in the Los Angeles Times saying, and I quote, this is a quote from it, there must be criminal sanctions against sex with very young children, but it is doubtful whether such sanctions should apply to teenagers above the age of puberty, since voluntary sex is so common in their age group. He suggested that 15 was a reasonable age of consent, no matter how old the partner was. Oh, really? What an interesting, worldview here. From 1998 to 2005, Dershowitz flew on Epstein's jet multiple times, including to Epstein Island. Epstein also lent Dershowitz his Florida home for a family vacation, which included his grandchildren. All that might have been perfectly innocent. I mean, who knows? But prior to his 2006 arrest in Florida, Epstein donated $8.4 million to support Harvard faculty and programs. Dershowitz was faculty at Harvard, which kind of cemented his friendship and academic bond with Dershowitz. Dershowitz wrote for his 50th birthday book. In 2005, Dershowitz joined Epstein's defense team while his friend is, quote, under investigation for sexual relations with underage girls. In 2006, the Florida police arrested him for soliciting minors. In 2007, New York Magazine reported that Dershowitz tried to discredit Epstein accusers by hiring private investigators to scour their MySpace pages to dig up posts casting them in a negative light. One 14-year-old's family complained to police that they were being harassed by Dershowitz's investigators. Quote, the police said that one girl had called another to say those who help Epstein will be compensated and those who hurt him will be dealt with, end quote. In 2008, Dershowitz helped craft a secret non-prosecution agreement, giving immunity to Epstein and potential co-conspirators, which, I don't know, might include Dershowitz. The agreement, which potentially protected Dershowitz himself, was later declared illegal. This is from the Palm Beach Post. In 2008, also, Epstein pled guilty to a state charge. He served 13 months, but with a work release where he didn't have to stay in jail during the days. In December 2014, Virginia Guffrey filed an affidavit alleging that Epstein trafficked her to Dershowitz and Prince Andrew. She and Dershowitz traded defamation suits in 2015 through April 2016. In April of 2019, she launched a new defamation suit against Gert Dershowitz. He countersued. They settled out of court. The New Yorker reports that Dershowitz has corrected his previous claim that he, quote, never had a massage at Epstein's home. In his updated version of events, he admits that he did have a massage at Epstein's home, but it was given by, quote, a 50-year-old Russian woman named Olga, and I kept my underwear on. Yeah. Got a bridge? Well, you know, it could be. On 10th August, then, just a month later, Epstein was found dead. And then a month after that, or excuse me, a year after that, in May of 2020, Guffrey reiterated her claims on Netflix's Jeffrey Epstein Filthy Rich movie. Dershowitz continues to deny them. But she and Dershowitz achieved a non-monetary out-of-court settlement. And then, of course, she committed suicide in April of 2025. In March of 2025, Dershowitz tells Sean Spicer, quote, I know for a fact documents are being suppressed, and they're being suppressed to protect individuals. I know the names of the individuals. I know why they're being suppressed. I know who's suppressing them, but I'm bound by confidentiality. Well, that's interesting. And then in May of 2025, Donald Trump is informed by Pam Bondi that his name appears multiple times in the Epstein files. And in June of this year, Dershowitz reiterated his opinion that the age of consent should be lowered and that adult men should be able to have sex with girls as young as 15. So it's kind of weird, but that's the Dershowitz timeline. For those of you who have been curious about it, there have been people who have called in. And, you know, as I said, this was reported by Richard Hine, H-I-N-E. He has a newsletter that's published over on ghost.io. And finally, the FCC, the Republican-controlled Federal Communications Commission, has approved the $8 billion acquisition of CBS and Paramount Studios and Comedy Central and a bunch of other media properties by Skydance, which is funded by Larry Ellison, the 11th, I believe, richest man in the world, the founder of Oracle. And now there is talk about Oracle buying TikTok. That would make Larry Ellison even a bigger force in the media than are the two big contenders right now, the two big right-wing contenders, Elon Musk, of course, with Twitter, and the Murdoch family with Fox so-called News and New York Post, the Wall Street Journal, and other properties. But having both CBS, which, by the way, has now said as a condition of this merger approval, that they will be overseeing their content to make sure it doesn't have liberal bias. Oh, my God. But he would have both CBS and TikTok. make him one very, very powerful man. And it's amazing. I had Jeff Bezos with the Washington Post. You've got the that doctor, I'm forgetting his name, who owns the LA Times. Increasingly, we're seeing what exactly happened in Hungary, which is Viktor Orban made sure that all of his oligarch buddies who were his friends, you know, right-wingers, that they ended up owning all of the media of Hungary. And here we have this exact same process is happening here in the United States just a couple of years after Viktor Orban came over and gave a speech at CPAC where he said to Republicans, you guys need to do what I did. You need to acquire the media. And here we are. So what's on your mind? It's Anything Goes Weekend. Give us a shout. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. Stick around. We'll be right.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Tom Hartman Program is swing, S-W-I-N-G.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Valeo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC's support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Lessig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Louise just loves this stuff, by the way. It really does work. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, Vibrance.com/Tom. Be sure to include the slash Tom to save your 37% off and get your free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom to get Vibrance Super C Serum.
He didn't break the glass. He slipped in through the silence. The cracks from decades past. A shadow in the bloodstream. A whisper in the code. He found the doors wide open on a party lawn. They'd stripped away the conscience, cut the guardrails down, painted loyalty in poison, wore ambition like a crown. He offered them a mirror, they saw their thirst for might, and chose to dim the lanterns instead of light the night.
Two minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I take a little disagreement with the people who always call up and start acting as if Democrats are part of the problem. I don't believe they are. Mm-hmm. Not when they're seeing 50 million jobs created versus a Republican seeing 1 million in the last 35 years. I believe in putting the focus on the biggest problem. And us, these fascist Republicans, what they've been doing over the last 40 or 50 years is basically taking control for occupying all of the control points for our economy and politics. Mm-hmm. So they've got the security apparatus pretty much taken over. They are now polluting our military with their vicious fascist lies. The media bias is on the Republican side. The Fed bias is definitely on the Republican side. And every time Powell says that they don't use politics in their policies, he's telling a blatant, bald-faced lie, and I would tell that to him in his face.
Mm-hmm.
the Supreme Court. Of course, we all know that that is not totally biased on the Republican side. Corporate America biased on the Republican side because the Federal Reserve paid them trillions of dollars to make sure that they make sure that Republicans get more power.
Mm-hmm.
The FCC, the U.S. Postal Service, the voting apparatus machines were handed over to the Republicans in several states so they could study them and find out how can we cheat this way also. And that's on top of all of the voter suppression and everything else that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so and right now, Donald Trump, that racist piece of garbage, that convicted felon, is attacking diversity.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why America is so great is because we have welcomed people from all over the world.
Yeah.
People with different ideas, people who have knowledge of how other countries work, so that and we can gain that knowledge. Hitler didn't do that. He killed off his diversity. He sent many of them away. They came to America, and then they helped us win World War II.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is such a dumb.
No, I get it. I get it. Larry, you're an astute observer of the economy. I've always been impressed by your command of the facts and the statistics that you have at your fingertips. I'm curious your thoughts on the all the reports. I'm seeing them in the Financial Times mostly, that there is a growing concern that Trump's tariff policies, et cetera, so far it looks like mostly the costs have been eaten by corporate America by reducing their profits, the auto industry in particular. But at some point, it's going to show up as significant inflation and maybe even a serious recession. What say you? We've got about 25, 30 seconds here.
Well, right now, the Federal Reserve is flattening out the curve as far as quantitative tightening.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the graph, is he's tightening it out. In other words, he's making it so these corporations are get to keep that money that the trillions that he gave them.
Mm-hmm.
That is actually helping those corporations out. That's why you see the tech companies still making all-time
highs. That's why the stock market's so going up.
While the Dow is still below its highest level when
the dollar's down by 10% since Trump came into office.
It's getting close to 17% right now.
Whoa.
It keeps going. It just keeps getting worse and worse.
Whoa. That's the impoverishment of America. Larry, thank you. It's always great hearing from you. I appreciate all the information you bring to this show. Thank you so much. It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of the break here at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over 1 million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. So it took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We're on the road at WGBW in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, talking about all things Green Bay. And also, the Packers are back at training camp. We'll discuss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's EAA week up in Oshkosh. EAA stands for Experimental Aircraft Association. That means all kinds of folks are there right now who have built their own planes. Brittany Merlot is there.
Then I decided I wanted to go faster, and so I decided I was going to build this.
That's Kent Ingram. He's from Nebraska and started flying back in 82 while he was still in high school between his junior and senior year. Now his bucket list is fulfilled. He built his own airplane.
I'd always wanted to build one. I'm very mechanically minded.
Purchasing his kit from Rands, about 90 miles away from him, he started building it during COVID in 2020.
An airplane's just like a house. You make it look like a house really quick, but then the finish work takes a long time. And anytime you do something like an airplane project, it's just like going to college on a, you're just intensely learning on a project.
A lot of work, time, and money. I asked him, was it worth it?
Actually, the most difficult parts is the electronic, the panel part, because I'm flying a PA-11 Cub, which has a airspeed indicator and a compass and an altimeter. To a glass panel with an autopilot, and I still haven't tackled all that yet.
A Texas music nut. He said he'll be headed south soon with it.
It's a lot of fun. It'll be a good traveling airplane.
Hosting plenty of home-built exhibits right here in Oshkosh this week.
I guess it's retirement eventually.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
And a Madison water ski team is headed to the national championship. The Mad City Ski Team won the Division I competition for the second year in a row. They're performing in Monona this weekend and then switching into training mode. The national championships are in about 2 weeks in Janesville. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the mid-60s. Shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90. Right now it's 76.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our Monday show, it's National Water Park Day, and we've got tickets to Chula Vista's Water Park.
And also check out our John and Gordy I Survive Atwood Fest t-shirt.
Listen to them weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Hello. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So I have a friend who uses a CPAP machine, and he says, look out, you don't want this thing. You know, it's a mask with air hoses strapped to your face all night, and without it, your breathing gets disrupted, you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and premature death. Bottom line, if you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to get that snoring under control. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is Zipa. Zipa is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as your first night. I've tried it. It works. Zipa has proven in a 600-patient clinical trial and with over 500,000 units sold, Zipa is the stop snoring device that I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipa, that's Happy Z spelled backwards. Want to try it with my special discount? I can get you 20% off and free shipping. Just visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. Code SNORE at ZYPPA.com.
It's whispering in the wires, writing stories that ain't true. The truth is dying slowly in the coming. We had a ballot box, now it's just a game of smoke. Deepfakes in the living room, your grandma's feet's gone broke. They're training bots to sway your vote and hide what's real from view. Democracy is dangling in the coming AI coup. Oh, say can you see? Are your eyes deceived? The screen says trust the system, but who programs?
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. TJ in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Hey, TJ, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. How are you?
My pleasure, and I'm fine. What's up?
Well, I'm really concerned about our country and our government. We have way too much politics, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not abiding by our Constitution. If we lose the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, we're done.
Yeah, I agree.
We need to go back and get serious about the Constitution. And now this president, sitting here with all these executive orders, oligarchy, close to a dictatorship, that's not the way we're supposed to be governed at all.
I agree.
And the system is so rigged. Now, gerrymandering, I'm sure you know what it is, but too many people don't. And right now, Texas and Ohio and some other states, I forget, these are mainly Republicans, are going to draw these lines to benefit them.
Right. Gerrymandering is where politicians choose their voters. And the way it's supposed to be is the voters choose their politicians. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And, I'm just... saddened when I see, for example, I mean, this is not the way it's supposed to be. Citizens of the United, I guess, have made this possible. But one guy, Musk, could spend $250 million to get one guy, Trump, elected.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not right. And going around to polling places, giving people $1 million to vote for Trump. That's totally rigged.
It's illegal.
And, I'm going to try to, encourage people to call their representatives, but I'm really concerned. My representative in North Dakota, the House representative,
mm-hmm.
She's holding and has hold some phone town hall sort of by phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of it. I think there's nothing like eyeball to eyeball.
Well, that way they can filter the callers. And make sure that they don't get asked uncomfortable questions.
Yeah, well, that to me is a rigged system.
And there's no crowd noise either, so you don't get a sense of what most people think about what they say.
Yeah, well, right now she's in a different state, Minnesota, for a fundraiser.
Of course she is.
And it's with a bunch of rich people raising money, and for me, a peon to go down there, it would cost me $250 just to be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that's right at all.
No, I'm with you, TJ.
You know, so I'll end with this. I try to call my elected representative on a weekly basis and whatever. But I started doing this several years ago, and I'd hear the representative, senator, or representative's aide say, okay, TJ, we'll pass your opinion on, we'll pass your comment on. And finally, I woke up. I said, this is not an opinion or a statement. This is a request.
Mm-hmm.
Far different than the other. You know what I'm saying, Tom?
Yeah, I got it. I got it. And well, so keep it up, TJ.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. David in Clearwater, Florida. Hey, David, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to tell you, if you haven't read, WMNF got cut off with their funds.
Yeah.
And they raised the budget in one day.
Yeah, you're the third person to tell me that, David, and it sounds like really good news. It means they've got a loyal listenership. That's important. So what's on your mind today?
We did. Since we live down here in the land of the nearly dead and the newly wed,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to bring up and answer the question that was raised about alligator Alcatraz.
Yeah, they are doing deportation flights out of there. I mentioned that at the top of the hour.
The state of Florida is paying for that.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Without any authorization.
Hmm.
$459 million a year to take care of 1,000 people.
Wow.
They must be flying out first class.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, due process. Yeah. At Alligator Alcatraz, the attorneys cannot get to their clients to talk to them.
Yep.
And the inmates that are there, all of these M13 or whatever they call that thing out down in Mexico, 70% of the inmates have no criminal record.
Correct. And of the 30% who do have a, quote, criminal record, the vast majority of them are traffic tickets.
Exactly. Exactly. So it is nothing more than a prison for people that are brown.
That's correct. That's absolutely
Which
right.
Is racist,
this is
racism.
The Make America White Again. That's the subtext of Donald Trump's slogans.
Oh, brown now, because my son married a girl from Guyana, and that's she is dark. She's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked my secretary down the aisle 40 years ago to marry an African-American. Mm-hmm. Because her father wouldn't even talk to them. And after they had two children, and the children were brought up in the father's home because the girl worked for me, he had the next wedding at his house.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these are people. These are humans, and we need to be American.
Yeah.
We need just to look at people and not the color of people.
I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you.
And,
good on you, David.
Alligator Alcatraz does exactly the opposite.
Yep.
That was a jet port, but then they figured out that the Everglades was a 150-mile-wide river, and so they couldn't build a road from there or the rail from there up to Orlando, and that was what the purpose of it was, and it would ruin the rest of the ecology in the south part of the state, which would cut off the water to Miami. So, they left the runway out there.
Yeah.
And people used to go out there and drag race.
Yeah.
And fly. And it was just in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And now it's the center of the immigration.
Yeah, it's now it's the center of evil. David, thank you. Thanks for all the information, and good on you for the way that you've conducted your life. Thank you. Gordon in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Gordon, what's up?
Oh, fine. Tom, the main reason Trump won was propaganda, in particular lies about the economy, mm-hmm. January 6th, and the border.
I agree.
And we need to promote the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it by roving billboards. We have roving trucks, trailers, cars, and every progressive should have a billboard in their car stating the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we can flood the red states and maybe concentrate on battleground states. And, you know, this is a three-year project before the next election.
Well, there are groups doing this, Gordon. There's a couple of these trucks. There's one that's all over the place in D.C. There was one down in Miami. I don't know if they're still doing it. I'm guessing that they're renting them, you know, probably by the day or the week. But they have been popping up all over the country. Have you played a role in one?
Not at all. I haven't done anything.
But you're an advocate.
Armchair true. Yes.
Yeah.
And we can offer $10,000 reward if they can prove we're not telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The system, we can combat new lies almost immediately because they've got this whole.
I think it's really important to get the word out there. It's why I show up for work every day. It's why Louise and I get up at 5 o'clock every morning and put this show together. It's important stuff to help have an informed populace. I'm with you, Gordon, and I love those trucks, digital trucks. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, fair and only slightly unbalanced.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
Get ready, Madison. El Sazon Jarocho is now open on Plaza Drive. 5-star authentic Mexican cuisine. Fresh, homemade, and the best prices in town. See why one review said, best tacos I've ever had in my life. El Sazon Jarocho. You won't leave hungry, just happy.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and healthcare. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Vallejo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Lessig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? We power through because the last thing we want is another prescription. I mean, you know, half the stuff in your medicine cabinet doesn't seem to work anyway. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part, it's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. This isn't the cheap stuff you find in the supermarket. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their soothing relief balm is a huge customer favorite, as are their sleep products, which is what I use. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to cbdistillery.com, and when you check out, use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends, of course, on individual state regulations. Check it out at cbdistillery.com and use that code Tom, T-H-O-M, to save 25% off your entire purchase. Welcome back 10 minutes before the hour and picking up your calls here. Paul in Ellsbury, Missouri. Hey, Paul, what's up?
I was wondering, do you know of a publication, 972 magazine?
I do not.
Okay, well, Democracy Now! Had on Monday, they had interviewing the guy who does the write-up. I don't know if it's on the computer, on, you know, paper or what. But anyhow, it was a story about Palestinians going back to their bombed-out homes and to get either clothing or maybe money that was, you know, in the house when it was bombed or something. And so the Israelis have drones that when they see them, they bomb them with hand grenades and kill them. And they say it doesn't matter if they don't have any weapons or not. They're, you know, we can kill them no matter what.
Wow. Yeah, it's barbaric what's going on over there. It's just barbaric.
Yeah.
And now it's we're looking at famine. I mean, this is barbaric.
Well, even this morning they had on the BBC Verify and Democracy Now! About the Palestinians waiting in line for food, and there'll be a group of American, you know, American people that are helping distribute the food. They'll yell out for the Israelis to shoot into the crowd.
Yeah. It's
who are they? Are they Blackwater people or what?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's a terrible situation. It really and truly is. Benjamin Netanyahu is a war criminal, and he deserves to be in prison for the rest of his life, in my opinion. Paul, thank you for
that.
Well,
they were interviewing a doctor also that he said that they're having the snipers shoot the kids. And, you know, like on certain days, I guess they have a sniper that really good on shooting them in a certain location.
Yeah, they shoot the children. They've shot over 100 journalists and killed them. They've murdered aid workers. They you know, the World Kitchen people. They've murdered doctors. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Paul, thank you for the call. CJ in Stoughton, Wisconsin. Hey, CJ, what's up?
Well, thank you for taking my call again, Tom. You and I, we don't see eye to eye, but you are genuine enough to take my call, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, you spoke earlier about the difference between what President Trump is. He's not a career politician. And thank God, because the career politicians put this country where they are at today. And
you
mean
the strongest country in the world, the beacon of liberty for the world, prior to the Trump administration, of course, the strongest economy in the world. Oh. Joe Biden had literally the strongest economy in the world. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about what we listened to you and your party tell us for 2.5 years, the border was secure. Biden averaged 6,000 undocumented a day.
That were being turned back. Yeah.
Can I state the facts? Because that's what frustrates me, is that
Good luck.
You already claimed that Tulsi Gabbard, her information, it's going to speak the truth. The truth cometh that the Obama administration and their National Security Administration took this country down a treasonous conspiracy.
What she's claiming is that hang on just a second, CJ. What Kristi Noem is claiming is that when Marco Rubio's Senate Intelligence Committee wrote a report that he signed that said that in 2016, the Russians did try to influence the election by targeting people on Facebook and other social media and through other means as well. She's coming out and saying, they never actually tried to hack the election.
Change the vote. That's what you're saying.
CJ, listen to this. She is lying to you. She is lying to you.
Hear the facts.
The fact is, as Marco Rubio laid out, and let me just finish a sentence. I'll let you finish your sentences. Marco Rubio laid this out. The Russians helped Donald Trump get elected in 2016. All of our intelligence agencies agreed on that. The Republicans in the Senate signed off on that. So Tulsi Gabbard comes along and says, okay, we're going to try and pretend that never happened, and we're going to try to pretend that Obama was claiming that the Russians had hacked the voting machines. Obama never made that claim. The Senate men never made that claim. Our intelligence agencies never made that claim. So she comes out and she says, so Obama says they tried to hack the voting machines and they didn't. There's no evidence of that, which is true. There is no evidence of that because they didn't. And therefore, Obama committed treason because he lied to us about it when he never said that. She's lying to you, CJ. She's playing you for a sucker. All yours now.
Can I finish my sentence? Obama administration lied to the FISA court about all this information. It's not about whether Russia spied. It's about the manufactured weaponization that the Obama, Brennan, and the whole staff used against Trump. He knew the information was a lie, and they continued forward with it. And the truth will be told that Obama, the epitome for your Democrat Party, did exactly what they claimed Trump did. He lied to every American voter.
About what? What's the lie?
About what?
Yeah, what's the lie?
Information that the Russian collusion,
I'm believing Marco Rubio here that the Russians really did want. And Vladimir Putin, who said in a news conference, yes, we intervened in the 2016 election because we wanted Trump in the White House. He said that. Donald Trump was standing right next to him when he did it. CJ, I got to run. I'm sorry. I'm out of time. Hey, thanks for being with us. Oh, hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Karna Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels. Thank you for being with us. Get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Have a wonderful weekend. And I'll catch up with you on Tuesday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night, and he said CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted, and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. Zipa is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Zipa is the stop snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipa. That's happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more. Find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. But hurry, the sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A meeting with Justice Department and Ghislaine Maxwell, her attorney, has concluded. The former girlfriend and accomplice of Jeffrey Epstein was convicted of sex trafficking and is appealing her case.
Emerging from a second day of talks between his client and the deputy attorney general, Ghislaine Maxwell's defense lawyer said the convicted sex trafficker didn't hold anything back.
She was asked maybe about 100 different people. She answered questions about everybody.
David Marcus said while there's been no request for clemency on his client's part and no promises made.
Of course, everybody knows that Ms. Maxwell would welcome any relief.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
President Trump earlier told reporters he has not thought about a pardon, but didn't rule it out. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says Homeland Security deportation flights began this week at the Everglades new migrant facility, also so-called alligator Alcatraz. And stocks are up in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.